Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion passes. Anything else, Tim?
Yeah, I've got three more. 289, 290, and 292. Okay. These are all with Alan and Cindy Graneman. They live in Illinois, but they own three nightly rental properties in Branson.
Okay.
The 137 Chateau Mountain is their most valuable. And
that would be BOE 292?
I think that's it. And Alan had asked if that he could get the 75-25 split on that one.
Understand.
We'll look at 292.
Please. I assume they're all filled out the same. I just want to make sure that what boxes they checked. I've got them all. Okay. As to, do you know, Tim, if the valuation on these three, are they actually being questioned?
I don't think so. And I think also Susan probably rolled back some of the values on them within the past 6 weeks.
Whatever she did across the board.
Last week, before the June 30th close of the books, I did it all.
Yep.
Because, like I said, finally the developers talked to me.
Yeah.
Well, we have had it before where the values on our paper have not been adjusted down yet. I just want to make, in other words, if you need me to make a motion now, I just want to make sure that these are at the correct value.
Yeah, Stephanie's been checking these. I'll look up one, but I'm sure these are right.
Okay.
Query.
In particular, why don't you look up 292?
292 is 137 Chateau.
027 Chateau.
227,
okay. 546,885. That's what's on our sheet.
Does council agree with that?
It sounds reasonable to me.
Okay, as to BOE 292, I would make a motion that we deny change in value or finding discrimination, and to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion passes. As to BOE 289, I would make a motion that we deny change in classification, deny value, reduction in value, and deny discrimination.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 290, I would make the same motion as 289 to deny change in classification, deny change in value, and deny discrimination.
Second.
Have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
David, that's all I have. Greg, that's all I have today.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Wait. What about the Voliches?
Oh, the Voliches. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing Volich. Okay.
Yeah, there were a number of other ones where I'd initially been listed as the representative, but then people either decided to have Valerie do it or decided to do it on their own.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
May I call you Valerie?
Yes.
Okay, Valerie, please come up. Could we do Mr. Volich?
Absolutely.
I mean, if we want to, you can take them in order, however you want to do them.
Okay.
V-O-L-O-C-H.
Yep. Okay, for one, I want
to
say...
Do you need me to call him?
No. No, we've got letters back and forth. So first, I want to say hello to Greg.
No.
I don't think we've ever met before. David?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I've been on the board
for
4 years. I just haven't always been chairman.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, I'm David.
And Susan and I have talked in the past. So.
Okay.
A couple things. One for the Voliches. There's two of them, number 202 and number 230. They only own two property. If there's valuation marked, we'll take that out because the values have changed, as we've all talked about, or you've talked about. I've listened.
Was there a discrimination on this one?
I don't know if there was, but we can withdraw that as well. And the they only have two properties in all of Taney County that they own, and these are both of them.
And do they reside elsewhere besides Taney County?
Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. If you've been listening online, the reason I'm asking that question, of course, is that we're contemplating making, if we have a resident, then we're contemplating changing our changing that rule. We probably will do that maybe as soon as tomorrow.
Okay.
So
when you say changing the rule, what exactly?
When we came down with a decision a couple of years ago on our nightly rentals, what we did was we applied it to non-residents who own property in Taney County. The first one we give a break of the 25-75, but the rest of them are commercial. We're contemplating whether we're going to do that same thing with people who are actually residents of the county, because the way we wrote, I wrote the decision, or we wrote the decision back at that time, was that wasn't clear. So we don't, there's been some argument that they should, we're contemplating changing that so that it applies to residents as well. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Even though residents probably don't use the other homes as vacation homes, but we're nonetheless looking at that. Okay? So that's what we're contemplating. We got valuation. Okay, on both of these, do you know what they? I just want to make sure what they appealed, just so that I can tailor the motion to it.
Classification.
Classification and discrimination. All three are checked.
All right. Okay, so the valuation we want to have removed, or we're withdrawing that because it's been already changed.
On the value, okay, and discrimination as well.
I'm going to actually leave that on just because we didn't talk about that, so you can at least, in case they want to appeal in the future, I don't know. But the classification, they would like to go ahead and make the 1202, the one in Branson Cove, as their primary, please.
And 203
will be the hybrid.
Excuse me, 230 is the other one that they own? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from the assessor?
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't realize that was on wheels.
All right. As to
comic humor right there.
Okay. All right. As to BOE 202, I would make a motion to deny the discrimination claim and to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 230, I would make a motion that we deny based on discrimination and change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. On Mr. Bullich, looks like the next one I have on is BOE 226, which is...
Right. And she's got two properties. So
Stevenson.
It's 226, and it is... further in the day, which is 491. It's scheduled at 1:30. 491.
I have a question from the last one, from the bulletins. Did you not, did the discrimination, you're leaving that open?
No, we denied it.
Oh, you denied it also?
We denied it, but she's allowed to appeal it because we left it here, okay?
Okay?
If they withdraw it, then they can't appeal it.
Okay.
Okay, so Kim's is 226 and 491.
All right, bear with us for a minute. 491 must be buried somewhere else.
It was at 1:30, the time today. That helps.
Okay. It might. Of 226 and did it not get back on here or something, or is that
I pulled the agenda this morning, the one that I'm looking at, and it's on here.
Do you know what page it's on?
Page 3. Do you not see it?
Do you have an address?
I 2840 Lakeside Drive is what's listed. That's her address, though. I'm sorry, the address is 151 Oakmont Hills.
I have a 171 Oakmont.
That's for later discussion. That's not Kim's.
Okay. 151. Well, I'm not finding it. Do you guys find it?
I don't know who we're looking for right now.
Where is it?
Kim Stevenson. It's she's got two properties.
Page
this
seven.
One is at 151 Oakmont Hills Drive in Friend, off of Friend. Off of, in Branson Cedars.
491. Okay, got it.
And then the other one that they have is also in Branson Cedars.
Okay, Stevenson.
You found it?
Yes, we did.
Yay.
2023-226.
One is -491, and the other one is, 226.
It looks like 491 is slightly higher.
Right. They live in Highland Villas, Texas, main residence.
Okay.
They do not own any of their properties in the whole state of Missouri.
Okay. Does Sister have anything on these two?
I'm trying to find 491. I've got the Stevenson's.
It's on page 7.
Okay, I have the Stevenson's only as having two, one on Freund and one on Lakes.
Right.
Page 7 and page 2.
Okay.
You have those. Okay. Okay, and is on 226, can we pull that up and see what boxes were checked? Okay, let's go. All right, that's fine. Do you have any comment on the values on these? Are they continuing to appeal those values or not?
At this time, no, she's not.
Okay. Do you want me to just go ahead and include those in the motion, or do you want to withdraw?
You can withdraw the valuation.
Okay. And just
if you could leave the discrimination, though,
right.
I'm going to let her.
And the class.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. So the one... Obviously, they want them both residential, but assuming you know what we're going to do on these, they would like to have the 491 classified as the mixed use.
Yes.
Okay. I will make a motion that as to BOE 491, that we deny the discrimination claim and classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to just a second, I need to. As to BOE 226, make a motion that we deny discrimination and change classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. I have some other ones here, but it doesn't look like your names on these.
Just give it a whirl.
I have 235, which is 845 Lakeview.
That is.
LLC.
That is. So
and Redbud Cove LLC.
So let's start with 845 Lakeview. For one, I just wanted to make it publicly known the reason why I've created all these LLCs was we've been working on this for about 2 years now. Our accountant, as well as our attorney in Springfield, told us, and as you have even mentioned in these meetings as well.
Good idea.
It is.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this. We've been married for 36 years, and
sure.
We've been picking up real estate during the course of our lifetime or since we've been married. So it just makes a lot of sense.
Right.
I didn't do it to hide anything. We
Got
didn't
it.
Do it for any other reason. If I would have, no offense, I would have been smart enough not to put them all in one envelope.
Right.
And sign them and submit it. So it was right. Not like I'm trying to play a game.
We appreciate that.
I understand that.
And we've had some concerns. I mean, not about you specifically, but we've just had some concerns about that. But, I mean, the way, and I want to further explain something that I said the other day. because we had a couple of gentlemen from the last time, which you may have been listening in for our last session.